In a state with over half its population living in rural communities, providing quality health care in these small towns is a priority. That's why Governor Dennis Dugard's South Dakota WINS program set aside funds for a rural track program for USD medical students. The FARM program stands for Frontier and Rural Medicine. It sends 6 med students to different communities throughout South Dakota to complete their third year of study. While other med students rotate to different hospitals around the state for 6-week stints, these students will study in one rural location for the entire 9 months. Director of the FARM program, Dr. Susan Anderson, says it gives these students a more hands-on and unique experience.
You know, in the larger communities, patients are able to self-select, go right to a specialist if they think that that's what they need. And really, we know that primary care can take care of 95% or more of patients' complaints and their healthcare needs. And so these students will also have the unique opportunity to see much more pathology, because in a smaller community, you don't have the opportunity to select to go to a certain specialist. You go to your physician, your primary care physician that is located in that community.
The 6 selected students are all in their first year at USD's Sanford School of Medicine. Anderson says they were selected as self-directed, motivated students with an interest in rural medicine.
We anticipated that maybe we would get a lot of student interest from similar sized communities to the communities that these students will be going to. But actually, we had applicants from all sizes of communities, including the largest communities in our state. So the students really took advantage of this.
David Kapperman is one of those selected students. He's the only one from a community with a population less than 10,000. He says he's looking forward to more exposure to family medicine.
I grew up in a small community on a farm, and I mean, I was exposed to that primary care. I had some shadowing experience there, and there's a lot more hands-on feel, I believe. Also, there's a great demand in South Dakota for primary care, in particular primary care and rural medicine. So I feel like there's just a lot of opportunity to get involved, and it just kind of seems to fit my personality. I like that small-town feel.
The small towns that Kapperman and his colleagues will live in for the 9-month period are Millbank, Mobridge, Parkston, Platte, and Winner. Gail Walker is president and CEO of Parkston's Avera St. Benedict Health Center. He says he and his staff are looking forward to showcase the medicine available in rural South Dakota.
We thought the opportunity to have someone here living in our community, becoming integrated into the community, get them into the school systems and the chamber and the commercial club. And then also when you have a student, they're able to bring some information to the existing staff here that's the more current, modern, up-to-date thought processes in healthcare. So it's a two-way learning process for us.
Walker says he hopes the experience will reshape the students' views on practicing in rural communities. Program Director Susan Anderson says she hopes the experience leads students to choose rural medicine after completing their education.
Well, of course, our hope is that by exposing students to the unique opportunities in rural medicine, that will attract more students to consider that as an option for their eventual practice. When they've completed their medical education and their residency, that they will come back to these rural communities to practice. That is our hope and our belief.
Another new program provided through the South Dakota Department of Health is the Rural Healthcare Facility Recruitment Assistance Program. The program offers grants to working physicians to practice in rural facilities under a 3-year contract. Because of high retention rates of healthcare professionals staying in these small communities in a similar program, the legislature is considering appropriating an increase in funding for the Recruitment Assistance Program. Office of Rural Health Administrator Sandra Durick says their program works closely with the FARM program to improve rural medicine in South Dakota.
When you think about rural health care in our state and the need for primary care providers, our program is actually to help rural communities recruit various health professionals to those communities. So since we're the Office of Rural Health, we work very closely with the FARM program in helping them with promoting rural experiences to their students and hoping that someday they will want to practice in rural communities.
I do foresee myself, having grown up in South Dakota, attending school in South Dakota, staying here in South Dakota, and hopefully find myself in a rural community someday.
For med student David Kapperman, The incentives are nice, but he doesn't really need it since practicing in rural communities is already his goal. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jalan Doom.